Pago, the creature crooned. Call me but Pago, mistress. I cannot bear the sound of it in whole. Poor Pago, poor Pago.
Imogen lowered her hands to her sides and pressed sweaty palms against her trousers. She'd done it. She'd summoned a devil. There was a chill core of fear inside her, freezing her heart and lungs so that she could only breathe in small gasps. If the Duke knew, would he commend her talent or throw her to Set's grace and leave her for the Hierophant's dogs to feast upon? She had to tread carefully. If she misstepped now, the creature cowering on the floor one moment would rise up and eat her heart the next. Imogen paused to take in his overlong face with sharp features and thick eyebrows. Small barbs covered the top of his head, like those of a prickling porcupine, and two small tusks peeked up above his lip. The devil's hands, though small and graceful, ended in steely claws, claws that could kill. Imogen remembered what he had done to the goat and swallowed hard. This was no cowering, hesitant being. Devil, bargain with me. The small devil rose and stood at a height that was little more than the size of a child. Now she could see that he was muscular, wiry, rather than emaciated. His limbs were strangely overlong so as to hide the hard sheen of muscle, and the bristles on his head continued in a stripe that ran across his shoulders, down his back, toward his legs. Still, his eyes, those dead black pools, stared emotionlessly at her own. He half walked, half crawled toward the edge of his captivity and extended a hand.
Greet, Pago.
And break the circle? Imogen smirked at the little devil and crossed her arms. Don't be an ass. I might not be used to this kind of thing, but I'm not an idiot. The devil's head quirked to the side at her boldness, and he bawled out a laugh that fluttered the candles.
Ha! I like you, Condress. We can bargain.
Abandoning the cowed demeanor, Pago folded himself into a seat at the center of her spell and grinned. His smile was made of row upon row of shark-like teeth, and Imogen found it hard not to stare. I want information, Pago. Nothing difficult, just truth. The devil made a soft humming sound, like a cat's purr. The creature looked past her at the rich tapestries on the tower's walls. He peered at the high shelves, packed with books, marble mortar and pestles, and expensive art, and his smile grew wider as he finally turned to study her.
Pretty jewel at your throat, red like blood.
The devil's eyes sparkled at the sight of her ruby necklace.
I see you have wealth, privilege.
The quill-like spines quaked between his shoulders with a thousand little clicks as his attention fell onto the richness of the components that bound him safely within her spell.
Power, he said grudgingly. What questions would you ask of Pago?
A slender tail lashed about its legs. Imogen chided herself for not noticing it earlier. The thing had a tip like the spike of an iron fence. Tell me of the layers of hell. Tell me things they don't write in texts. Once she started, the questions flooded out. This was her chance, her one opportunity to understand whatever had been done to her, how her magic seemed to come and go at the command of the Duke, and to understand the images that floated in her mind at night. What devil speaks in my dreams? Are these nightmares in my mind, or am I truly seeing hell?
Nightmares?
Pago raised a bristly eyebrow with interest.
You dream of hell? Tell me what you see, and I can tell you more.
Imogen had little choice. She swallowed and said, "It always starts with fire. I'm standing on a cliff or a peak surrounded by a massive blaze. It's on all sides and smoke is choking me. I want to run, but there's nowhere to go. Then there are eyes in the smoke, winking in and out, laughter echoing all around me. Someone is staring in at me, watching me, and still, the fire is everywhere. I try to run through it, but it burns, and suddenly, I'm back where I began. Then I see..." She paused. Imogen could hear the faint crackle of blood tallow, the flames casting an unholy light upon the grisly sight in the center of the circle, the remains of her goat. Pago continued staring, not moving a muscle nor drawing a breath. Imogen steadied herself and pushed forward with her tail. "I see a figure walking toward me. It's male, but too big to be a man. He wears elaborate armor, silver plates of metal jeweled with rubies, and a battle skirt of flame. He carries a jet-black sword, and he has a crown of long black horns that curl back from his brow. This man, this devilish figure, calls me by a name that's not mine, a name I don't understand. He reaches for me, and I am..." Imogen struggled to explain the feeling. I'm crushed on all sides, like I'm being sealed in red glass. I'm trapped. And then I wake up screaming." Her description drained the color from Pago's long, sharp-featured face.
"Belial,"
whispered Pago, horrified. He crouched down on the floor with another hiss, tail lashing against the confines of the summoning circle.
"You speak of Belial, Lord of Pride, Master of the Pit, Devourer of Souls."
Suddenly stiffening, Pago stared at her, his flat, plate-like eyes growing even wider.
"You, Conjuress and Consul, now I know who you are."
Pago trembled, slashing his claws through the empty air with frustration. He hissed a single word between the knife-sharp blades of his teeth.
"You are Discordia!"